Pastor Brandon here with our readings for Wednesday, January 15th, 2020, from our reading plan themed this year, Seek Him, so that we could seek the Lord together as one through His Word and be people of His Word and learn His way. Today's readings come from Psalm 10, 12 through 18, Genesis 18, and Matthew 6, 19 through 34. Let's dig in and start with the Psalm. Arise, O Lord, O God, lift up your hand, forget not the afflicted. Why does the wicked renounce God and say in his heart, you will not call to account, but you do see? For you note mischief and vexation, that you may take it into your hands. To you the helpless commits himself. You have been the helper of the fatherless. Break the arm of the wicked and evildoer. Call his wickedness to account till you find none. The Lord is king forever and ever. The nations perish from his land. O Lord, you hear the desires of the afflicted. You will strengthen their heart. You will incline your ear to do justice to the fatherless and the oppressed, so that man who is of the earth may strike terror no more. Genesis chapter 18. And the Lord appeared to him by the oaks of Mamre, as he sat at the door of his tent in the heat of the day. He lifted up his eyes and looked, and behold, three men were standing in front of him. When he saw them, he ran from the tent door to meet them and bowed himself to the earth and said, O Lord, if I have found favor in your sight, do not pass by your servant. Let a little water be brought and wash your feet and rest yourself under the tree while I bring a morsel of bread that you may refresh yourselves. And after that, you may pass on since you have come to your servant. So they said, do as you have said. And Abraham went quickly into the tent to Sarah and said, quick, three seas of fine flour, knead it and make cakes. And Abraham ran to the herd and took a calf, tender and good, and gave it to a young man who prepared it quickly. Then he took curds and milk and the calf that he had prepared and set it before them. And he stood by them under the tree while they ate. They said to him, where is Sarah, your wife? And he said, she is in the tent, the Lord said. I will surely return to you about this time next year, and Sarah, your wife, shall have a son. And Sarah was listening at the door, the tent door behind him. Now Abraham and Sarah were old, advanced in years. The way of women had ceased to be with Sarah. So Sarah laughed to herself, saying, after I am worn out and my Lord is old, shall I have pleasure? The Lord said to Abraham, why did Sarah laugh and say, shall I indeed bear a child now that I am old? Is anything too hard for the Lord? At the appointed time, I will return to you about this time next year, and Sarah shall have a son. But Sarah denied it, saying, I did not laugh, for she was afraid. He said, no, but you did laugh. Then the men set out from there, and they looked down toward Sodom, and Abraham went with them and set them on their way. The Lord said, shall I hide from Abraham what I am about to do? Seeing that Abraham shall surely become a great and mighty nation, and all the nations of the earth shall be blessed in him. For I have chosen him, that he may command his children and his household after him to keep the way of the Lord by doing righteousness and justice, so that the Lord may bring to Abraham what he has promised him. Then the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great, and their sin is very grave, I will go down to see whether they have done altogether according to the outcry that has come to me, and if not, I will know. So the men turned from there and went towards Sodom, but Abraham stood still before the Lord. Then Abraham drew near and said, "Will you indeed sweep away the righteous with the wicked? Suppose there are 50 righteous within the city. Will you then sweep away the place and not spare the 50 righteous who are in it? Far be it from you to do such a thing, to put the righteous to death with the wicked, so that the righteous fare as the wicked. Far be that from you. Shall not the judge of all the earth do what is just?" And the Lord said, "If I find at Sodom 50 righteous in the city, I will spare the whole place for their sake." Abraham answered and said, "Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. I who am but dust and ashes, suppose 5 of the 50 righteous are lacking. Will you destroy the whole city for lack of 5? And he said, "I will not destroy it if I find 45 there." Again, he spoke to him and said, "Suppose 40 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 40, I will not do it." Then he said, "Oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Suppose 30 are found there." He answered, "I will not do it if I find 30 there." He said, "Behold, I have undertaken to speak to the Lord. Suppose 20 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 20, I will not destroy it." Then he said, "Oh, let it not the Lord be angry, and I will speak again, but this once, suppose 10 are found there." He answered, "For the sake of 10, I will not destroy it." And the Lord went his way when he had finished speaking to Abraham, and Abraham returned to his place. Matthew 6:19-24. Do not lay up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will also be. The eye is the lamp of the body. So if your eye is healthy, your whole body will be full of light. But if your eye is bad, your whole body will be full of darkness. If then the light in you is darkness, how great is the darkness? No one can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or he will be devoted to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and money. Therefore, I tell you, do not be anxious about your life. What you will eat and what you will drink, nor about your body, what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and the body more than clothing? Look at the birds of the air. They neither sow nor reap nor gather into barns, and yet your heavenly Father feeds them. Are you not of more value than they? And which of you, by being anxious, can add a single hour to his lifespan? And why are you anxious about clothing? Consider the lilies of the field, how they grow. They neither toil nor spin. Yet I tell you, even Solomon, in all his glory, was not arrayed like one of these. But if God so clothes the grass of the field, which today is alive and tomorrow is thrown into the oven, will he not much more clothe you? O you of little faith! Therefore, do not be anxious, saying, "What shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or what shall we wear?" For the Gentiles seek after all these things, and your heavenly Father knows that you need them all. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things will be added to you. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Wow, isn't that a hard thing to do right there? Sufficient for the day is its own trouble. Therefore, do not be anxious about tomorrow, for tomorrow will be anxious for itself. to live life in a place of peace, even when things around us seem to have no peace, to not be anxious when chaos assumes around us, to trust God to do as He teaches us to pray, to give us our daily bread. I think this is a harder lesson for us in America to learn, because most often we're not in need, as we would put it. We don't feel the pains of hunger. We don't feel the coldness of having to be outside in the middle of winter without anything to cover with. We don't feel a lot of the pains that people around this world feel every day. Yet still, we can be some of the most anxious people. We can be some of the most fearful people. Jesus is telling us to trust God. To trust God to do as God has promised. He's also teaching us here to count where our treasure is, in the sense of what's more important in our life. Jesus says it himself in his temptations, man does not live off of bread alone, quoting the book of Deuteronomy, man does not live off of bread alone, but by the very words of God. What is more precious in our lives? Of course, he uses money as an example here. He uses this example of money. You can't not serve God in money, but we can supplement that with anything. You can't serve God in your job. You cannot serve God and Netflix. You cannot serve God and eating food. You know, you can't serve another master. You can't serve the master of this world and God. You have to make a choice. God or stuff. And I think stuff speaks very hard to our lives because we live in a materialistic society. Stuff typically defines us. I know I, for one, have a lot of collectibles, and I struggle with that whenever a collectible gets ruined because I have children and they like to destroy. In fact, one of my son's nickname is Bam Bam sometimes because he carries around a little bitty wiffle ball bat, and boy, he likes to bam. And the thing is, sometimes stuff breaks. And that's what Jesus tells us. The things of this world are finite. They're here today, they're gone the next. The thing of the world to come are infinite. Where is our heart? Because where our heart is, so will our treasure be, as he says. And this is the key to not being anxious. It's having a heart on the next life, having a mindset focused on the eternity that's to come, having hope and faith in the promise, and understanding when we pray, give us our daily bread, God will always provide for our needs, but not our greeds. This was day 15. January 15th, we are almost through the month of January, almost to the halfway mark. It was our readings from our reading plan, Seek Him. I hope you all have a blessed and wonderful day, afternoon, evening, whenever you're listening to this. Please, if you like these audio reading plans, please comment, like, share it, let people know about it, and let's all together seek after Him. God bless you.